Tanya for the sixth day of Iyar is in Perek Mem Dalet, Perek 44. It's on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 238. The Alter Rebbe explained how the two levels of love, which are called Nafshi Ivisicha, the love of God because God is our real life and our true nefesh, and the other love described in the Zohar as Brodi Shtadl Basar Avui V'Imei, the son who goes out of his way for his mother and father, even beyond what he would do for himself, even at the cost of his life, because he loves them more than he loves himself. These two kinds of love have both the advantage of Ahava Rabba, which is a love that comes from above, a given love, and also the advantage of Ahavas Olam, which comes purely and exclusively through human effort and contemplation and understanding. On the one hand, these two loves come to us as an inheritance from Avraham Avinu and from Moshe Rabbeinu, and on the other hand, in order to reveal it from its deep concealment, it takes a great amount of concentration to bring it to the revealed part of the heart. So the fact that it takes contemplation, the Alter Rebbe says, that makes this love and the fear that accompanies it, it makes it an intelligent love and fear, so that it has the advantage of intelligent love, which we learned earlier, rises to the world of Bria, the world of intelligence. Whereas the love that is purely instinctive, that comes to the neshama by birth and by inheritance, without any effort of intellect, that love and fear would raise the mitzvahs that are performed only to the world of Yitzhida, the world of emotion. Beyond that, this love of Nafshi Yivisicha and the love of the son who loves his parents more than himself also has the advantage of Ahava Rabba, in that it raises the mitzvah not only to the world of Bria, which is the result of intelligence, but also to the world of Atzilus, which is the result of a love that comes from above. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to say, a little bit higher than the middle of the page, the line begins with the word B'Shem, that in spite of the fact that there is this high element and this high quality to these loves that are inborn and that are given and inherited, there is a need to make every effort to arouse a love that comes exclusively from understanding, and to not be content with the love that is partially intelligent and partially inherited. Let's learn it on the inside. Towards the middle of the page, the line begins, B'Shem. Zak she'af al pikein, but in spite of this, in spite of the double virtue, the double benefits that this love has, tzozich l'tereyach b'sichle, we need to make an effort with our intelligence, l'hasigu l'hagia, to understand and to reach gam l'bechinas avas olam hanal, also to the level of avas olam, which we described earlier, which is the lower level of love, called lower level of love and fear, habo mehatfun of das, that comes from understanding and from das, bigdulas Hashem, in the greatness of God. The love that we described earlier, that has both advantages and both virtues, also comes through das. But the das is there only to reveal the love, not to create it. Here we're talking about a love that comes from the das itself. And what is the das? Here too there's a difference between this love and the loves described earlier. The loves described earlier, Nafshi Yivisicha, the recognition that God is our true life, that God is our soul, and the other love of the son to the father, and that is a love that comes from closeness. In both cases, the contemplation and the understanding that is necessary in order to reveal those loves is the contemplation on the closeness of God, how God is our life, God is our Father. Here the Alter Rebbe says that the contemplation is on the greatness of God. In other words, the fact that God is greater and higher and removed from us. And this too arouses love, only it's a love that is more stormy and more intense than the love that comes from contemplating God's closeness, because then the love is a calm and gentle one. So what is the importance and the virtue of arousing a love that comes exclusively from our understanding of God's greatness? Kedei hagdil meduzas eisha ahavo, in order to increase, to enlarge the flame of love, with a flaming fire and an intense fire, the lahav ha'elahashamaimo, a flame that rises to heaven that is so strong and intense, ad shemayim rabim layuchlu l'chabes, etc., until stormy waters cannot extinguish this kind of love, unahoris layishtefuha, etc., and rivers will not be able to flood it out because of its intenseness and because of its depth. Ki yesh yisrenu mailu lebechinas ava kedish pe'esh v'shal heves azo, because there is an advantage to this kind of intense flame, intense love, habo mehatvuna v'das b'gdulas ein sev baruch hu, that comes as a result of an understanding and a das in God's greatness. There's an advantage to this love and to this intensity, al shtei b'chinas ava hanal, over and above the two loves that were mentioned before. Kasher einon kiddush be'esh v'shal heves, when they, the loves mentioned before, are not intense and not a great flame of love. Because those loves can also be intense. In other words, the love that comes from contemplating God's closeness, God's love of us, can also be intense. And that comes about when we think about the hafla, not only the closeness, but also the hafla, the wonder of God's love, not only the fact of it. The fact that God loves us, God is our Father, God is our life, God is close, that produces a calm and a pleasant love. Thinking about how God's closeness is intense, how God's closeness is overwhelming, the awesomeness of it. The awesomeness of God's closeness also produces an intense kind of love. But when the loves mentioned before are not focusing on the intensity of it or on the awesomeness of it, but rather only on the fact of it, then it is a calm love. And there's an advantage to the intense love over the calm love. And the advantage is, ki yisrenu mailos hazov al hakesev, k'meshekosov l'kamon, like the similar to the advantage of gold over silver, as is written later in Tanya. The advantage of gold over silver is not only that it's more expensive, but also the effect that it has. It is a warmer color, and therefore has a different kind of effect, a deeper effect on the person than does silver. The gam, now another reason, another benefit to this love, the stormy love, that comes only from contemplation and understanding of God's greatness over the other kinds of love, is that kize kol ha'odom v'tachlise, because this is the whole purpose of the human being, of man, leman da, says Kved Hashem, that he should know God's glory, the yikar teferes gdulose, and the greatness of God, and the beauty of God, ish ish kefi asher yuchal se'eis, each person according to his capacity. This is the purpose for which God created us. K'meshe kosov b'raya mehemno, as he writes in the Raya Mehemno, Parshas Boi, begin the Yishtamidoin Lei, etc. Kaneda. this knowledge of God on a human level, where through our own effort, not as an inheritance, and not as an instinct from the godly soul, but through sheer effort of human intelligence, a person comes to appreciate a little bit, depending on his capacity, a little bit of God's greatness and God's beauty and God's glory, that creates a dwelling place for God, a dira b'tachtonim, in the lower world, because human intelligence is the lower world. So the two advantages of the love of avas olam over the love of the inheritance that every Jewish soul has, the love of nafshi v'sicha and the love of kibro d'shtadl basar avui, the ime, is that in two things. First of all, the love that comes through effort of human intelligence is a more intense love. It's a deeper and more intense love in the person, which can't be extinguished. And secondly, beyond the advantage that it has for the person, there is also the advantage that it has for God. It is more of what God ultimately wants, in that it creates a dira b'tachtonim. Human intelligence, encompassing a little bit of knowledge of God, that creates a dwelling place for God in human intelligence, which is the lower world. Hayim Yayim, for the sixth day of Iyar, which is also the 21st day of the Eimer, the Rebbe writes that the Gemara says that a person should not take leave of his friend, should not go from his friend, except with words of Torah, a dvar halacha. And our fathers, the Rebbes, previous Rebbes, explained that the parting words should be the kind of Torah teaching that makes the listener into a mahalich. The word halacha also means mahalich, to go, to progress. To progress means to rise from level to level, level after level. And such progression is what makes the human soul, the neshama, greater than the malach. Because the human's progress is a great progress, is a radical progress, coming through good acts, through good deeds, actual mitzvahs. And that is that when a person does a favor to another Jew, either begashmis or beruchnis, that's what creates this progress, which is a radical progress, greater than that of the angels, which is a gradual and slow progress.